Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Holy, hallelujah. Holiness, oh God, is what you want from me. Bless the Lord, oh our soul and all that is within us, oh God. We bless your name on this morning. Hallelujah. Good morning to each and every one of you. I am Glow, and I bring you greetings from Beloved Ministries, where our visionary and founder is the Rev. Tell me something good, D. Hill. Hallelujah. Good morning again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have been on Who is He and What is He to You since January of 2025. And now we are winding down. We are at the end, oh God. We have learned the names of God, the names of Jesus, the names and symbols of the Holy Spirit. And this week we are on the seal. This week is the seal, hallelujah, of the Holy Spirit. Bless the Lord, oh our soul, hallelujah. And my scripture this morning is coming from Ephesians 1, 13 and 14 from the NIV. And it says, "And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in Him with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit," 14, "who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possessions to the praise of His glory." Amen. That's Ephesians 1, 13 and 14 from the NIV, hallelujah. And a few bullet points about the seal, hallelujah. In ancient times, a seal was a legal signature attesting ownership and validating what was sealed. The Holy Spirit is our mark of adoption as God's children. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to His followers so that they could be confident in their salvation. A seal protects, hallelujah, makes secure, and demonstrates ownership, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God. Holy Spirit, hallelujah, have your way. Hallelujah, let us pray. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O our soul, O God, and all that is within us. Father, we bless your holy name. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, have your way. Thank you, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, for sending the Holy Spirit, O God, who sealed us in you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you this morning, hallelujah, for the forgiveness of our sins, oh God, and cleansing us from all unrighteousness, oh God, making us whole in you, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, thank you for ordering our steps and leading us in the path of righteousness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory, oh God, and we are grateful that we have been adopted in, oh God. We are grateful that we are sealed, oh God. We are grateful that we are protected, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we are secure in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, have your way on this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lead us and guide us into all truth, oh God, in your name, in the name of Jesus. Not our will, oh God, but yours be done, in the name of Jesus. So we give you praise this morning, oh God. We glorify you this morning, oh God. We magnify your name. We exalt you. Hallelujah. We lift you up, oh God, and we make known our adoration and our love for you, oh God, because God, you first loved us, oh God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him, oh God, should not perish, oh God, but have everlasting life, oh God, eternal life, oh God. So we thank you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent, O God. If you said it, O God, it is yea, and it is amen, O God, in your name. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, you said that you would not leave us comfortless, O God, that the Father would send us the Holy Spirit, O God, and he did, O God. And so we are grateful, we're thankful, we're honored, and we are blessed, O God, in the name of Jesus, that we get to come before your throne of grace, O God, in the name of Jesus, and make our requests known unto you, O God, in the name of Jesus. So we give you praise this morning, O God. We say thank you in your name. We say thank you for this day, O God, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in this day, O God. We thank you for allowing us to be in the land of the living one more day, O God. Thank you for life, O God, one more day to bless your name, one more day to glorify you and magnify you and exalt you, O God, and lift you up, O God, and tell you how good you are, O God, in the name of Jesus. One more day to say good morning to each other, O God, in your name. How great is our God, O God, O God. How great is our God in all the earth, O God. Heaven and earth adore you. Hallelujah. Angels bow before you, O God. What a mighty God we serve in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Our very own Kendra, oh God, asks that we pray with her. Hallelujah. As she recertify her licenses as a CNA and a patient care technician in the next 6 weeks, oh God, in your name. Hallelujah. So we thank you, oh God. If you did it before, oh God, you'll do it again for Kendra, oh God, in your name. So we look to you, Father, who's the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God, in your name. The author and the finisher of Kendra's faith, oh God, in your name. In the name of Jesus, may she dot every I, cross every T, oh God, as she does this certification, oh God. May she have confidence in herself, oh God, knowing that it's you, Father, in the name of Jesus, who gives her power to succeed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in your name. So we thank you, oh God, as she go through the recertification process, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for being with her, oh God. Hallelujah. As she asks us to pray with her for her family as the holidays approach them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we pray, oh God, not only for Kendra's family, but for all families, oh God, as the holiday approaches, oh God. Hallelujah. Whether we're missing a loved one, oh God, who has gone before us, oh God, whatever it is, oh God, that calls us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to feel some type of way when the holidays approach, oh God, in your name, when that person won't be sitting next to us, oh God, at the Thanksgiving dinner, oh God, or the Christmas party, oh God, in the name of Jesus, whatever it is, whatever every family stand in need of during this holiday time, oh God, be with each and every one of us, oh God, but be with Kendra and her family, oh God, as she requested, Father, in the name of Jesus. And she asks for continued prayers for George Moldlin, oh God, as he begins his rehabilitation after having 6 strokes, oh God. Hallelujah. Jehovah Rapha, oh God, you are the healer, oh God. You are the restorer, oh God, in your name. So as he's in rehab, oh God, in your name, we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, for the technician, oh God. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, for the person that will be with him, Father, in your name. We pray that they will put their trust in you, oh God, our Savior, the one who never fails, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray every exercise that he has to do, oh God, and in the name of Jesus, that it won't be so painful, oh God, that he'll be able to do everything that he will be able to do, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Anything that needs to be restored, oh God, in his body, oh God, in his mind, Jesus, you would do it. You would do it, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we lift George up to you, oh God, and say, Lord, have your way, Jehovah Rapha, with his body, oh God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, oh God, praying that he knows you as Lord, as Savior, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, as his redeemer, as the rock of his salvation, as his strength, oh God, when he is weak, oh God. It is in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that we pray, God, in your name, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Our Reb D asks, oh God, that we pray for all those, hallelujah, who have ministered on yesterday, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, your will be done, oh God, in their lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, as they poured out each, hallelujah, pastor, each minister, oh God, whoever ministered, oh God, on yesterday, oh God, Reb D included, oh God, everyone's pastor, oh God, that's represented on this line, oh God, in the name of Jesus, pour back into them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. If this day is the day that they take their sabbatical, oh God, on Monday, oh God, in your name, allow them to rest, oh God, restore them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, hallelujah, restore their minds, oh God, their thinking, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and continue to pour into them, oh God, that they may continue to pour out to your people, that they may continue to feed your flock, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they may continue to grow and go in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Just have your way with each and every person that ministered on yesterday, oh God, in the name of Jesus. It's just lift our pastors up, oh God. Each person, just call your pastor's name out, oh God. Call your name out if it's you, oh God, that needs strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, oh God. We thank you for what you're doing, Father. In the name of Jesus, Rev D also asks that we pray for Virgie Hill of Mount Bethel, oh God. She asks that God would bless her, oh God. Bless her faithfulness, oh God, in your name. Help her, oh God, not to be weary and well-doing, oh God, but to keep pressing, oh God, towards the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. Keep her faithful, God. Help her to remain faithful, oh God, in everything that she does, Father, in the name of Jesus. You are a good Father, oh God, and we are loved by you, oh God, in your name. Virgie is loved by you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Virgie is loved by her pastor, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. As we're praying for Shante Lorick, oh God, in the name of Jesus, praying God blesses her family and give her strength, oh God, in your name. You know what Shante and her family stand in need of, Father, at this time, oh God, in your name. Another faithful servant, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Shante, oh God, bless her, God. Bless every need, oh God. Bless what she's crying out for, Father. Strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for her and her entire family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory, oh God, in your name. Reb D also asks that we pray for Brother Samuel, oh God, in the name of Jesus, a friend of Deborah Briscoe, oh God, in your name. We see his name all the time on Facebook Live, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in your name. So we give you praise, oh God, as we pray for Brother Samuel, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Praying, Heavenly Father, in your name, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way. May God heal. May you heal his body, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And hallelujah, may you move his name up the list, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus. May you move his name up on the list, oh God. Give Brother Samuel what he stand in need of, oh God. Hallelujah. Have your way. Hallelujah. Jehovah Rapha, oh God, in your name. Hallelujah. May he put his trust in you, oh God, his Savior, oh God, the one who never fails, oh God. You never fail, God. You never fail, oh God, and you never will, oh God. So we lift up Brother Samuel in the name of Jesus, as we also read Acts, that we also, oh God, in the name of Jesus, praying for those who sleep on the streets, oh God, as the temperature is dropping, oh God, in your name. Yesterday was a very, very cold, windy day, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we pray, oh God, every homeless person that does does not help have shelter, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray that they would find shelter, God. Hallelujah. And not only will they find, oh God, we pray for all those that go out looking for people, oh God, that are sleeping on steps, oh God, that are sleeping on the sidewalks, oh God, that are sleeping, oh God, in the, oh my God, everywhere that they can sleep, where there is no shelter, where there is no covering, where there is no heat, oh God, where there is no water, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we believe change is going to come, oh God, in your name, in the name of Jesus, that every homeless person will have shelter, oh God, in these next few months, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they may be safe, that they may be warm, that they may be protected, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we give you praise, God. We give you glory, oh God, and we thank you that we get to enter into your gates with thanksgiving, oh God. We get to come into your courts with praise, oh God, in the name of Jesus, knowing that you're able to do exceedingly, oh God, and abundantly, oh God, above of all that we could ask or think, oh God, according to the power that worketh within us, oh God. We trust you, God, our Savior, the one who never fails, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we give you praise this morning. We give you honor, oh God, and we give you glory, oh God. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy each and every day of our appointed life, oh God. I pray in the name of Jesus that each and every one of us would have an attitude of gratitude, oh God, being grateful, oh God, for everything, oh God, that you've done, that you have done for us, oh God, everything that you're doing, oh God, everything that you will continue to do, oh God. Hallelujah. An attitude of gratitude, being grateful, being thankful for everything, oh God. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It is in Jesus' name that I pray. Hallelujah and amen, amen, amen. Remember to join us here every Monday morning at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock. Hallelujah, going, believing, oh God, that God hears us when we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You can go to our website, hallelujah, hallelujah, belovedministriesny.com for all our events. Everything that you need to know about Beloved Ministries is on our website, hallelujah. And remember to join us this morning, hallelujah, for Tell Me Something Good at 7:45, hallelujah, at 7:45, Facebook Live, hallelujah. So I'm going to unmute the line, so that we can say good morning to one another.